Hi, this is a dictation for patient Cornelius Baron, Cornelius Baron. Date of service 8/25/2022. Date of accident is 7/18/2021. Date of birth 11/14/1981. Mr. Cornelius Baron is here today for a follow up visit. Allegedly, he reports that he was involved in an automobile accident and that occurred on 7/18/2021, where he was front end driver side was hit very badly. He was traveling as a rear seat passenger on the right in an Uber car alone. This accident led to severe head injury along with loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the event, as well as pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, with radiation to the left arm involving 4th-5th finger. Also, patient had pain in the right shoulder. The patient has continued various treatment, including injection treatments, and he still has pain in the neck around 7. His ability to lift the right shoulder is 160 degrees without pain now, and the pain level is around 6. He also has lower back pain, 6 to 7, and he has pain in the right knee. The patient has seen an orthopedic surgeon who ordered a arthrogram MRI for the knee and the shoulder again to identify a surgical lesion, surgical pathology. The lower back pain radiates to the both lower extremities as S1, S2 dermatome fashion, and neck pain radiates to both arms as a C4-5 nerve root disc distribution. The pain level varies from 4 to 6. The gentleman has also seen a spine surgeon, Dr. Louis Radden, who ordered a laser therapy, and neither Dr. Friedel nor Dr. Radden have discussed for surgery at all for some reason. Although he has 3 discs which are herniated, and I believe they could be replaced. At this time, the ADLs are affected 7, and only work is affected, rest are not. Patient reports 80% improvement in the pain symptoms and overall symptoms. He says his anxiety is much worse and he will begin a chiropractic. He is doing a laser treatment. He is doing physical therapy. He also undergoing social work consultation. He reports and points out to the left sacroiliac joint, which is quite painful. Overall, the pain level is between 6 to 8, and he reports that the work is affected very badly. The rest of the symptoms are not. Enjoyment of life 7. In the system review, patient reports that he's suffering from headaches and vision disturbance, tension, difficulty sleeping, lack of concentration, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares. However, he does not have any vertigo or dizziness. He has no confusion, disorientation. Patient denies any double vision, fainting, blackout, seizures, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. No loss of memory is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, shoulder on the right side, and also right sacroiliac joint along with sciatica, with the pain shooting down to both legs. He has a slight difficulty in walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. And there is no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. The substance abuse, none. Compliance is sick. Patient reports full compliance. The blood pressure is 166/109. Pulse ox is 100. Pulse is 93. Rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 7/28/2022 with the dictation of 0728-044. The patient has been advised to continue his arthrogram for the right shoulder and the right knee, and also continue laser treatment and chiropractic treatment. He also has been advised to continue his neuropsych, and he has been ordered to have a neuropsych evaluation, as well as he has been referred to Dr. N. Verma, neurology. He will make his own appointments. I've given him three or four for the sources for consultation. He's provided the medications, which are Celebrex 200 milligram twice a day, gabapentin for neuropathy, Wellbutrin 150 milligram daily for depression, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief, Ambien 5 milligram for sleep. In addition, he has been provided with Calaxin 800 milligram twice a day. I have updated his pain medication to Norco 5 milligram 2-3 on a PRN basis, 30 tablets, and he has been given Xanax 0.5 milligram every 12 hours to help with the anxiety. The patient is otherwise stable, and reports that he will undergo surgery when it is decided. He is also advised to have a acrylic joint injection at his choice. If he chooses to, I'll be more than happy to do that. So far, he has done 6 epidural injections to the lumbar and 3 in the cervical. He also has done few shoulder injections. He was provided cervical pillow in the past, and we will continue evaluating him based on his recovery and procedures that are going to be done. He can continue counseling. He has been advised about that, and currently there is no other mode of therapy in my mind. Thank you.